Well, you tell me. It's got nothing to do with it, has it? You know, people going, remember, kids? The kids eating the chocolate eggs. Going, remember, kids, Jesus died for your sins. Yeah, no, it's great. No, it's bad, it's bad. No, it's bad, it's very bad. It's terrible. Whatever you want. I mean, just keep giving me these eggs. And the bunny rabbits, where do they come into the crucifixion? There were no bunny rabbits up on the hill going, hey, what, are you going to put these crosses in our barns? We live below this hill, all right? Bunny rabbits are for shagging, eggs are for fertility. It's a festival. It's the spring festival. Christmas time, you know, Jesus born to a big jolly guy in a red jacket. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 baby Jesus. And what would you like for Christmas? Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Well, what about a clockwork train? Oh, yes, much better. Forget peace on earth. I don't care. And, you know, the Christmas, the fir tree, that, there's none of them in Nazareth. The partridge in a pear tree song was not sung at the Last Supper. They weren't there going, at a partridge in a pear tree, five gold rupees. Come on, loosen up, Judas. Oh, on the seventh day of Christmas. Judy, come on, Judy, loosen up. Don't call me Judy, I've told you. Can you lend us a fiver, Judy? I'm a bit short. Ah. All right, lads. Leonardo da Vinci's painting the picture. All right, so everyone get your positions. Here we go. I'm going, Jesus, why are you doing the big arms thing? I don't know. I just thought I'd do a big arms thing. I don't know. Well, I'm going to do a big arms thing as well. Yeah, me too. I quite like the big arms. Look, we can't all do big arms. We look like a squadron of Spitfires, for fuck's sake. I'll do big arms, and you just look at me and go, ooh, he's doing big arms, all right. Leonardo, have you got that one? Have you got the painting? All right, now, a fun one as well, remember? That partridge in a pear tree song, the only bit we like of it is that, five gold rupees. People go berserk at that point. People running in from other rooms, five gold rupees. You know, the rest of it, we don't know. Above that, so 12 monkeys mating, 11 donkeys dancing, 10 pygmies farming, 9 socks are swimming, and 5 gold rings. This is a human thing. We only like to learn a little bit of a song. We can't be bothered. Yeah. The American National Anthem, I've noticed, is a bit hazy in the middle. Because you start strong and you finish strong, but the middle bit's a bit... And fish in the sky, and a big monkey pie. I've seen guys up there halfway through just losing it. What the fuck is it? I came second, I'm from Turkey, I don't know. Do you want some furniture? But in Britain, we don't win many gold medals at the Olympics because we've chosen not to. It's a political statement. Because we hate our national anthem. Because it's God Save the Queen, you see. God Save the Queen. Now, the Queen lives in a very big house. She has barbed wire outside and people with guns in front of that. That's one saved fucking Queen, I tell you. That's the problem. She's overly saved. She has no idea of the struggle of human existence. We have to work for a living, raise a family. We don't have nannies all running around the place. It's what you got to do in your life, you know. And so it's God Save the Queen. No, it's too saved. It's God Attack the Queen. That's what it should be. God Attack the Queen. Send big dogs after her. That bite her bum. Let them take off and rip their knickers. That'd be fantastic. Then she'd have to fight the crazy dog with a handbag with a brick inside it. Crazy dog! Crazy dog! Rawr, kill the queen. No, crazy dog! And maybe she'd kill the crazy dog. And everyone in Britain would go, yeah, fair play to the queen. Kill the crazy dog. And the queen would go, she would have self-respect for the first time in her life. Yes. It would work. It'd be fantabulous. But you do sing the national anthem. I've seen you singing the national anthem, and I've worked out how to do it. If you're lost in the middle of it and you're singing the words, you know, because the tannoy systems at big stadiums, you know, it doesn't matter. Wherever you're singing it, all that people care about is the look, because there's figures on this. 70% of what people react to is the look. You know, it's how you look, and there's about 20% is how you sound, and only 10% is what you say. So if you look good and sound good, just up there going, big mouth, the eyes, use that. affirming and denying things. Ja, da, da, ja, ba, ja. Everyone go wild. I'm an action transvestite, really. You know, as well as being an executive transvestite, I'm an action transvestite. Because it's running, jumping, climbing trees, you know. So I went snowboarding when I was in Aspen. And you look cool when you snowboard. You just look cool, you know. You cannot but look cool because you're nailed to a fucking plank of wood. As long as you're vertical, you're going, hey, yes. And you look at skiing, it can be kind of... There's a lot of that stuff, but this is just... And there's only two positions in snowboarding. One is looking cool, the second is dead, right? Pow! So I was looking cool, and I was going 50, 60,000 miles an hour. And... Because you have no idea. The police never pull you over. They never go... Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-shh. Oh, fuck it out. Because the police need to be able to walk up to you in that kind of condescending way. Okay, Sonny Jim, what do you think you're doing, eh? You know, and they can't do that on a snowboard because they have to go... Your tail light's out, and you've got no knees. So anyway, that didn't happen. No, I was just going fast, and I fell, and I smashed my head, and my head was fine, but my neck went, oh, no. Oh, no, thank you. So I had to go see a chiropractor in New York, and they're different to osteopaths, chiropractors, because of the spelling. And... of course, they're both very powerful figures on the Scrabble board there. Chiropractor. 93 letters, chiropractor. And they crack your bones. That's what they do. They crack your bones. And they take x-rays, but it's pointless because whatever is wrong with you, you got a bad back, I'm going to crack your bones. You got diphtheria, I'm going to crack your bones. Your head's come off, I'm going to crack your bones. It looks like your mother, I'm going to crack your bones. And then when they crack your bones, it goes, and then, but not sort of, but sort of, all the way up your spine, crack your bones, crack your bones, crack your bones. And they sort of arrange you into a nice, comfortable... And sometimes it doesn't crack. Sometimes it just goes... Then they pull a mallet from their belt and they go, make the noise, make the noise. I live for the noise. Oh, no. And they do your head as well, around here, and they get it into a nice position, and you're thinking, no, I don't think it's supposed to go around them! In the end, you just trust them, you trust them, they could have your fingers, their fingers in your nostrils, one foot on the back of your underpants, and they're pushing your spine away with a broom. What's this one all about? I have no idea. Wherever he falls, there shall he be buried. Also, if you're in a restaurant and you're choking to death, you can say the magic words, Heimlich Manoeuvre. If you're just coughing your guts up, you say Heimlich Manoeuvre and all will be well. The trouble is, it's very difficult to say Heimlich Manoeuvre when you're choking to death. Heimlich Manoeuvre. Your hymen's been removed. No. You need it removed, right? Get. I don't know how you remove a hymen. No, Heimlich maneuver developed by Dr. Heimlich, who woke up one night, obviously, and went, a fist, a hand, hoocha, 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 lobster. Yes, Hilda, Hilda, wake up, Hilda. Oh, what is it, Dr. Heimlich? Why are you calling me Dr. Heimlich? I'm your husband, for fuck's sake. Loosen up. Don't be so bloody Prussian. Well, what is it, Gunther? I have invented a maneuver. What are you, a bloody tank commander now? No, my name is going to be famous in restaurants. I don't think he actually did it that way. I don't think it was a wing and a prayer. I think he must have experimented. He was German, organized. Okay, Hans, I want you to swallow this golf ball. I cannot breathe. I know you cannot breathe. I will now make you breathe with the cunning use of...